Wrangell beat us by just a couple points, and we were ahead of them. They needed a couple pins in the finals, which they got, which was frustrating. But Craig won the overall title. So third is pretty good, considering the beginning of the season we were pretty low at the bottom there. So our guys did well. We wrestled well.
Is there anything specifically that you could tell us were improvements over the season?
Well, the whole team basically improved leaps and bounds. We have a pretty young team. We had six freshmen and a couple sophomores, and only five juniors and seniors. And so the young guys, you know, they got a lot of matches this year, and they matured a lot. You know, it's a big difference between middle school and high school, and it took them a while to get that eye-opener. And once they did, they competed well.
Any individuals that you wanted to talk about, you know, special things that happened?
Yeah. So I'll just start from the bottom and kind of work up. Generally, as a team, we did great. But starting at 106, Israel Collison is a freshman. He took second, so he was in the region finals match as a freshman, which was pretty huge. And he wrestled well, met a really tough guy in the finals, and then it didn't go his way. And then Tegan Schwartz was the next weight up at 113, and he wrestled really well and met a tough kid from Craig in the semifinals, and it was a really close match. They've split 3-3 on the season, and this time the kid from Craig came out on top, but he battled back and pinned his way for third. Buddy Stelmack was our only champion at 120, but he made it look easy. It was wonderful for the home crowd there in the finals. A quick takedown and a pretty nice pin. And so Mike File at 138, one of our juniors, wrestled great. He was seated sixth, ended up taking third. So he wrestled awesome. And he'll be going to state. And then Nathaniel Enhart took third as well. And he was almost in the finals. It was a close match between him and a kid from Haynes. He was seated third. He ended up taking third. But he had a really close match between the second-place kid from Craig. And it was a 9-10 match. And, you know, just one bad position in the first round, it might have been a different match. And then our only other state qualifier was at 182 pounds. Kirk Evans wrestled great. And then for the third, fourth match, he pinned his way for third in front of the crowd, and it was just fantastic. At the beginning of the season, he was a little timid on the mat, but he's really pulled through in the end of the season, so expect to do some good things at the state with him.
So how many go to state?
In the region, it's the top four go to state, and so we've got six guys going to state. Israel, Tegan, Buddy, Mike, Nathaniel, and Kirk. And so those guys will go to state. Brandon Ware had a close one. He was winning big time and got pinned, and that was frustrating. And so, well, he was close, but maybe next year. So,
okay.
Good experience for him.
So Petersburg took third. What about the other tournaments?
We had one girl in the girls tournament. She did well. She took third too. Julia Nimi. She wrestled pretty tough, and I think she met a former state champ to put her in the consolation round. She did great though. Wrestled with some guts. And then the 4A boys, I didn't really watch much because, you know, it's kind of a busy weekend.
So busy.
So, yeah.
So how did that turn out, just having a couple hundred athletes here for a wrestling tournament? Had you been through that before?
Well, it's a pretty typical thing. We usually get maybe not quite as many, but last year we had a big tournament here too. And I think it's great for the community. And the community was awesome. They stepped up. They housed out some kids and brought some food for the wrestlers and the coaches, and so that was wonderful. And it was great to see, you know, all the kids from different communities and come in and wrestle, and it was just a lot of fun, yeah.
Okay, and then the makeup of the team, that's the end of the season, right?
Yep.
So the makeup of the team has how many returning, most of the team?
Right, yeah, so looking to next year, we're only losing one senior, and that's Kirk Evans, so that's good news. That's the only good news, with only having one senior, that you only lose one, but so we'll have, you know, four juniors and five or six sophomores, and could get like 10 or 12 freshmen, which would be just huge. And so that'd be great for next year.